gentlemen, I give you the I can't believe it's not oil 9000. Sucks garbage into a chamber and then mulches it into a clean burning oil substitute.
See? I told you garbage could be mulched into a clean burning oil substitute.
No, you didn't.
Oh, maybe I dreamed it.
Jimbo asked you to keep an eye on Goddard. I just caught him digging up Weezer's lawn gnomes again.
What the?
Yeah! Stay back!
Hey, hang on, Dad! That was a little too close.
That's why cowboys are bow-legged.
Yoo-hoo, children! Just a reminder that the big school science fair is next week. It's shaping up to be a real competition. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, when you win, try and keep your acceptance speech down to 3 minutes, okay?
Will do.
Thank you.
Jimmy Neutron, j'accuse! Principal Willoughby, I submit that Jimmy Neutron is too smart to compete in the science fair.
What?
You heard me. It's totally illegal, and I can prove it.
These charges are scandalous. My client is innocent.
Ooh, a trial. I've always wanted to be a judge, and the robes.
Don't get me started, okay?
Well, Miss Fowle, call the court to order.
The case of Vortex versus Neutron is now in session.
Cindy Vortex, present your case.
Thank you, Your Honor. Fellow classmates, I ask you, do you have the faintest hope of winning this year's science fair?
No.
And who do you think will win the science fair?
Jimmy.
And what makes you think that?
Well, he's won the last three, and he's a total genius.
Precisely, which is why I submit that this so-called science fair is anything but...
I object!
You're out of order!
No, you're out of order! This court's out of order! The soda machine in the gym is out of order!
Your Honor, this line represents the potential of kids who have never won a science fair, while this line shows the potential of those who have.
It's a competition! I'm supposed to build the best stuff I can!
Condemning the rest of us to lives of failure and desperation, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I submit that you have no choice but to ban this brain and ease our pain. The prosecution rests.
Defense, present your case.
Huh? Oh.
Sheen, call me as a witness.
That's just what they're expecting. I call Carl Weezer as a witness.
What?
Mr. Weezer, state your name, please.
Carl Weezer.
A likely story. Where were you on the night of the 16th?
I don't remember.
You don't remember or you don't want to remember? Answer the question.
Which question?
The question you dare not answer.
Stop! Stop! I don't want to go to prison! Stripes make me look hippie!
This is a travesty of justice.
You're right. Plus, it's almost lunchtime. The court finds in favor of Cindy Vortex.
What? Why?
Because her rhyme was so catchy. Ban this brain and ease our pain. Oh, I love that. Jimmy's out of the science fair. Case closed.
Hey, Jimbo. Why so glum, sport?
Aw, they banned me from the school science fair.
Really? What a coincidence. You know, I was banned from the science fair when I was your age. They said burping the periodic table of elements, helium, oxygen, wasn't real science. Well, they said the same thing about leeching once.
What's the point of being smart if you can't be the best?
Thank you. Joining me in judging today's science fair contestants will be the Candy Bar's own Sam Melnick.
Just buy something and get out. Yeah.
And our very own gateway to Hollywood, Corky Shimatsu.
You all superstars.
And I guess that's it. Ready or not, here we come.
Isn't it heaven without Neutron here, Libby? Now I can totally wipe the floor with the competition. Well, that is, unless you win with your highly cool invention of, what is it again?
A mood CD player. It detects your mood by measuring skin temperature, then chooses a CD match it.
Ooh, let me try.
You're my candy girl, looking so sweet in your candy. Can't even hear you, what's gonna buy it? Life is like a...
Smash the power by Savage Lunch?
Meet F. Scott Iguana. Just place him on the keyboard in full view of this juicy cricket, and pretty soon his gnawing hunger will force him to write the great American novel.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen and ladies, are you tired of spending hours in the kitchen mashing potatoes? I know I am. Well, those days are over thanks to Carl's Mash-O-Matic. Just place the spud in the hole, shake up the flurp, and let science do the rest.
Neutron, why are you even here? You were banned, remember?
I know. I just couldn't stay away. I missed the smells, the sounds, the certainty of victory.
You keep your memories and I'll keep first prize. Now get lost. The judges are coming. Hey!
It's your circuit breaker. Here, just let me...
Now get away! I'm perfectly capable of fixing my own invention. Oh, okay, fix it. Hurry!
The sweat sock transmogrifier. Super crazy. How does it work?
Old sweat socks go in here and... Voila! They're combined into a new sweater.
Now I can work my sweat socks back into my ensemble. Yeah.
Well, judges, I think we know who's getting first prize this year.
Congratulations, Cindy.
Thanks. I thought victory would be sweet, but it feels all wrong. What's the point of winning if I can't beat Neutron?
You're saying you miss Jimmy?
No, I don't miss him.
I'm missing you so bad.
Oh, who asked you?
And so, first prize for this year's science fair goes to...
Stop the judging! Which one of you is Jimmy Neutron by Kringle?
I am. Who are you?
Lars Svensson from Sweden. And you've won this year's Junior Nobel Prize for your... I can't believe it's not oil machine.
I can explain, son. You see, you were feeling so glum about not being in the science fair that I sent your blueprints to the Nobel Prize folks.
Whoa, whoa! Hold up there, Pally. I don't see any of Genius Boy's inventions anywhere.
But it's right outside.
It is?
Okay, Jimmy, fire up that machine and make us all proud and tingly.
Unfortunately, Jimmy got the big Booterooni from the fair, so the winner is Cindy.
Wait, wait! Bumpy McSense, too! You forget to be judging my instant mud hut maker!
Mud and Donkey Dong go here?
Bricks, come out here! Now begins a portion of badness.
Poser.
Well, if Willoughby's mulched, so is your trophy.
Everyone, listen up! Grab your inventions and get back here on the double! Come on, move it, move it, move it! Carl, shoot a potato into the tailpipe. Sheen, throw your starving iguana at the control box.
Right!
Lizzie, fire all your CDs at the containment chamber!
I can't believe it's not oil. I can't believe you're not in jail.
Well, This changes everything. Judges? Absolutely. I think you're right, Kim. Okay, first prize goes to everyone whose inventions help stop Jimmy's death machine. Carl, Sheen, and Libby, come on down!
Yeah! I never won nothing!
But I gave them all positive direction! I deserve to be rewarded, too!
You are, Cindy. You saved a lot of people from being crunched into low-cost fuel. And isn't that the best reward of all?
Don't worry, Jimmy. I saw everything. We'll see you in court. Don't make me habeas your corpus. I ought to... Anyone seen an iguana?